And the only way you can approach this light is that you live that holiness. So if you see a man who claims he knows light and sin is found in his life over time, he doesn't know light. He still stays in darkness. He has gained comfort in darkness. He has not found light. If you claim you have light and there are errors in your life over time, you have not found light. The proof that you have found light is that something sees your life. Is that darkness is found no more. There is nothing on earth you can do. I'm from the Imane people. You know they talk about Ibegu, right? Me, Ibegu cannot work in my life. I don't pay homage to them. I don't pay sacrifice to them. I don't follow their culture. Because I've discovered over time that once I'm a Christian, I'm a new creature. And my culture is not heavenly culture. So the only thing that I tap into is the belief system of heaven. So if my dad dies now, God forbid, the money I have now is what I will bury him. And if my mother died in future, I will bury her in a luxurious way. And I won't come out to pay any homage to this one. Because it is not a biblical proof. It's not a biblical standard. And I know that that darkness cannot kill me because I'm light. Bible said, and light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends. So if you see a man who went and bowed homage to darkness, that man is a coward. He left light and entered into darkness. That kind of person can live in a realm of unanswered prayer. So he is in church. You think he's a Christian, but God doesn't count him as a Christian. So there's no allocation from heaven, because the last time God saw him, he was an idol worshiper. And even in the Ten Commandments, the days of the law, God is against people who worship another god. So is Ibegu the God of heaven? So what makes you bad to it? I say you're a Christian. You don't know your part. So some people wander into darkness and they sit in that comfort zone. So they pay homage, they covenant their lives. You see how many people die young? Because you have left God and said, no, I cannot pay homage to you. I pay homage to darkness. So if you see a man over time that lives in the realm of unanswered prayer, it's possibly he sits in darkness. That's what the Bible, part of these people who sit in darkness will sit. Continue. Verse 12. Okay. Yeah, because they what? That means the reason why they sit in darkness is because they rebel against what? The words of what? Of God. That means the things that are biblical, the things that are written for us to follow, they rebel against it. That means as a Christian, if you're a Christian and you do things that are not scriptural, that are not written for the edification of the saint, you have subscribed to darkness. So you see some of us, we are in church but our mind still journey in darkness. And our life cannot bring result. Can I be rude to you? You must see the children. Don't pay homage to darkness. Some of us know the story of Igala land, right? We know the culture before, that they were paying homage to the Jukuns, right? Then over time, they refused paying homage again. And that is how freedom came. If you continue paying homage to darkness, you will be a slave. They will decide your finances, they will decide your longevity. They will subscribe age that you will not live above 28. It is the age they sought to give you, because you have paid homage to them. They will tell you that your destiny will not go beyond this terrain. And you don't have an option, because that is the age they give you. Most times, our life, we don't know that we are controlled by demons. Because ignorantly or intentionally, some of us have paid homage. We have paid homage. And the Bible said, because they rebel against the word of what? The word of what? Of the Lord. You can rebel against the word of the Lord. Do you know how addiction starts? Let me teach you how addiction starts. Addiction is consistent practice over time. That imprisons you. That addiction is built. Today, I go and masturbate.
So I won't go back for like 3 weeks. And I think I'm a bombo. I masturbated and I escaped. Father, have mercy on me. I know one thing about the Holy Spirit. His love is so compassionate that he will forgive you. But you don't know that something is already kickstarting your life that if you are not careful, you might not stop. Next month, you go and test 2 times and come out. You think you have escaped. I know one thing about the devil. The devil keep on drawing you to prison. You will not know that the prison is waiting for you. Do you know a thief? A thief keeps stealing, forgetting that one day you will be a prisoner. Until the day that police catch him and take him to 26 years imprisonment. Then over time you discover that what you do has become twice in a month. The number that you discover what you are doing twice in a month has become twice in a week. The number that you discover what you are doing twice in a week has become twice in a day. The number over time you discover what you are doing twice in a day has become twice in an hour. Then you discover you are a prisoner. You are already in prison because you are enticed into a pleasure that does not please God. Every man who cannot stop fornication started somewhere. So you sleep with a lady, okay. But you don't know over time. Time will come. You want to sleep with a goat. Anything you see, you open your zip. I'm telling you. The number of time you discover that you cannot stay a week without fornicating. No matter how you do, 7 days will not pass. You're already in prison. And that imprisonment started because of what? Rebelliousness. You rebel against the word of the Lord. Because the word of the Lord has a place for your body as a temple of the Most High, but you rebel against it. I want to ask you, do you know the danger of rebellion? You own your sin. So you don't shift the blame to anybody. You own your sin. When the devil misbehaved in heaven, he owns his sin. So nobody was taking the consequence of his folly. He owns his sin. When Eve ate the fruit, she owns her sin. So she have to fall with Adam. So the devil rebelling against the word of the Lord is that you own your sin. So you can't shift it to anybody. So the consequence of the sin, you fall it, you will feel it. And part of the consequence is that you are put in prison. The prison of darkness. So you see people, everything they do to come out. Is somebody blessed tonight? You pray and pray and pray, but you rebel against the word of the Lord. Some of us, the reason why we pray is not truly to come out of sin. We are enjoying it. We are praying so that God can forgive us. That's all. We don't care about coming out. Yes. And once God forgives us, we are okay. Then we'll plan another one. Even as we are praying, we already have intention that if it comes again, you do it. Then some of us will attack it, my weakness. You have even given yourself your own. You are having this, I own this weakness. That's what you are saying. I own this weakness. It's my own. You have legal access and right to what? To the weakness. You have the legal right to host the weakness. You have hosted the weakness to a point. You tag it as my weakness. Why a new creature, who is a new creature, doesn't have a new weakness subscribed to his DNA? Because once a new creature, some of us we don't study, so we just follow things people say and we die in slavery. You can rebel against the word of the Lord knowingly and unknowingly. Because when we talk about the new creature, a new creature doesn't have a room for weakness. The God kind of life is not a weak kind of life. In the DNA and in the nature of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, tripartite in one, there is no place for a weak vacuum. Because we decide to sit in darkness, we buy the product of the old man, the weak man, of the fallen man. So you see people taking excuses for the glory of the Lord that is meant to shine from their life. You know what? Isaiah says something. He said, arise, shine. Arise, shine. That means do your own duty to shine. And the duty is rise. Nobody will rise for you. You will do it yourself. That means there are things you will have to subscribe for, and there are things you have to start stopping or start denouncing or start living now intentionally so that you can shine. And part of the thing is that you make up your mind that you won't rebel against the words of the Lord again. If you stay and rebel against the word of the Lord, you'll be a prisoner forever. You sit comfortably in darkness. When you sit on a thing, you have owned the thing. Is someone understanding this now? The thing knows you. In the book of Psalm 1, it said, that those who walk not in the counsel of what? The ungodly. Nor stands in the way of what? The sinners. Nor sit in the seat of what? The scornful. But their delight is what? In the law. And in that law they meditate day and night. Do they rebel against the law of the Lord? No. They meditate. They like it. They love it. They meditate. They want to become it. They have passion for it. Then he said they shall be like the tree planted by what? The rivers of what? Who give birth to their fruit where? In his what? Season. But the ungodly it is not so. Because they rebel against the things of God. Sometimes our stagnation is a proof of our sin. Sometimes the reason why you are not fruitful, you do everything, you enter into every business, you fail. No matter the ideas you have, it doesn't work. Check your life. I'll prove it to you. Then the third kind of people is the kind of people who are truly the sinful kind of people. Yes. Verse 16 to 17, we'll see it. And I'll tell you the effect of sin. Sin can do many things in your life. It can make you stagnant. It can bring sickness to your life. It's in the Bible. When I knew this for years, but I knew that one of the ways to stay healthy is to live righteous. Righteous is make sin for your body. We'll see from 16 to 17. Righteousness is what? How many of you discover that what God gave us? See, check it very well that what just paid on the cross, most of us are not seeing it in our life. And the reason is because our life is not ordered in that pattern. Are you getting me now? So we wonder, the Bible talk about divine health, but we are sick, getting sick every day. Check it very well. It's possible you are abusing the law of divine health. Everything, for everything to function very well, there's a system. There's an organogram for the functionality of that thing. Are you getting me now? That means if you go against it over time, you won't see the result in your life. So some of us are falling sick always because of sin. Some of us are stagnant because of sin. Some of us are ever learning but not coming to the knowledge of truth because of sin. And a sinner, truly, his prayer is useless. Because his prayer cannot thrive more to bring results. We'll see it quickly. 16 to 17. Okay. Do you hear? Fools, because of what? Okay. Do you hear? Because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, they have been what? Afflicted. That means it is foolishness to transgress. Whatever I should say, because of their sin. That means once you see yourself going against the rule of the Lord and you are committing iniquity, you're a foolish man, you're not wise. That's what the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Of wisdom. Because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, what happens to them? Let's see the resultant effect of it. They are so abhorred what? All manner of meat. That means they eat everything. The guy comes, he touches you, kiss him. The guy comes, he touches you, he misbehaves. The guy comes, he gives you money, you collect bribe. Any manner, any strikes on people, any kind of sin will not work until you live their life, you start working. Everything, they are part of it. Lie, they are there. Envy, they are there. Pride, they are there. Everything, all manner of demonic, poisonous food they eat. Can you eat poison and be healthy? The reason why many people die, they die quick, you see. That's why the Bible says the wages of sin is what? Is death. That is one of the ways, if you don't want to live long, continue sinning, you will die quick. Let me still tell you something. Check it very well. If you see a lady who keeps herself, long. If you say let you start misbehaving over time, it should look like food. I'm serious. Are you getting me now? She'll be 20, she'll look older than her age. Then, if you see her, you won't see the beauty of God. That beauty will fade away. The glory of Lord will be lifted. If you see a guy who's sin always, you see him. And there is something irresponsible about him. That no matter how he packed himself, he looks irresponsible. And you won't see a kind of glory that comes from heaven. You won't see it in his life. Do you know why Paul said, let no man trouble me, for I bear me the marks of Christ? That marks is not just the sacrifice, the pain, and whatever that you are passed through because of Christ. It's that there's a seal of God upon him. If you see Paul, he glitters. He looks with the touch of the signature of God upon his life. Something about him, if Paul stand here, all of us will be focused watching him. There is something about him that defines that he's from heaven. Nobody paid your bike money before you came. They didn't force you from your house. You know why? Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin crumbles a nation. That place you will never go. That means some of you, your destiny paths are not locating you because of sin. Because the glory that is made to shine on you before they look to you is not found. Sin crumbles your life. That's why I sang the song earlier. From the center to the center, Jesus, you did answer. It's all about you. It's all about you. From the start to the center, Jesus, you there answer. It's all about you. Can I be real to you? Once you find a young guy who he made up his mind that everything about his life will be all about God, check him. In the midst of his friends, give them 10 years, just 10 years. You discover that one will be a world figure. That other ones, they'll be just scattered, they'll be scattered everywhere. I have many of guys in my age who are truly doing nothing. They are useless. I'm not proud. But I discovered that the places that my father's name could not reach, my name have reached in my young age. And the places that my mother's name could not reach, my name have reached. And it is not because I had too many money per se, or because of anything. It's just because of righteousness. Righteousness know how to exalt a nation. The nation can be a man. Righteousness can exalt you. People that could not honor my parents in their days, I've seen those honor. Let me tell you the truth now. You'll be exceedingly great if you start practicing righteousness. You will know the beauty of your life. You will know how much you can be. And if you don't find a place to practice this from now, in the years to come, you'll be so useless. You'll be so useless that even your parents will forget your name. That is why it starts of heaven. It's a place that stars are built. And stars are light. Stars shine in the night. They don't shine in a dark way. They shine with a different color, light. That is, are people who appear in night scenes where people live. Other people can choose to live in darkness, but then they choose to what? To display light. That means they don't live in excuses. They live in accordance to the routine of light. Stars appear in night seasons, two of us. But do they behave like night? No. In the case of night, you see them, they have a different color. Ogami, if everything that comes is what you become, you are in trouble. You must choose to be a righteous man. Like in the days of Samuel, you must choose that your life will be different from the sons of Eli. If not, in the days to come, you will not be found. So I told you last week, I said something about fornication, I don't know. Do God truly forgive people who fornicate? Yes. But can you fornicate and come back the same? No. In every fornication, something leaves your life. It's called glory. Bible said, Lucifer, that bright angel
that is found in heaven. What happened? He fell like what? Like lightning. Two of us. I'm not even know how lightning does. They fell away. Two of us. That is how Lucifer fell. That means there's a dimension that Lucifer fell. His darkness did not start, did not end in a day. It started in a day. That means in each fall of Lucifer, he loses light. Because if you see lightning, you go pa 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 pa, but there's light, the other time it goes away. It fades away. That is how Lucifer fell. When Lucifer was falling from heaven, a time came, the eternal Son of God fell from him, pop, left. A time came, the beauty left him, pop. A time came, the glory left him, pop. A time came, the peace left him, pop. A time came, the worship of God's moves and glory left him, pop. A time came, his standing in God left, pop. A time came, he that stand in the dwelling place of light, pop. A time came, his office left him, pop. A time came, that the same Lucifer that was honored among angels became a mockery. You think sin is adding, you don't know it's living. Something is living your life. Sin subtracts you to a point that you become nothing. You become 0.00. So you start from 100. Sin came, 80 remain. You think you still have, you think, yeah, okay, I'm okay. You do again, you see 70 remain. I know the devil tell you, after all you remain. So you go to pray, you pray, you see angels. You pray, you see. Have you not seen people tell you that? They sin, they still worship and presence come. And they tell you, me, I'm a sinner. God even come. It's me. It's when I hold my microphone to sing that God comes past. And you are joking. You're not a worshiper. God didn't come because of you. Because as I raise the song, example, I love you, come on, forever. I love you forever. Let me hear everybody. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever, Lord. Come on, let me hear you. I love you, Lord. I love you, God. Let's work on this. Forever, Lord. Hear me. In this kind of song now, you can see the atmosphere of God come. Then you, maybe, God forbid, you're a worshiper who is leading worship that day, but you left the bed of fornication, or you left the room of lie, or you have hidden something in your heart for long against another man. Then you wonder how God see force in the meeting. God didn't come because of you. When you raise the song, there is somebody who is a genuine lover of God in the meeting. When he sang and followed you, it is his own God he heard and he came. So because you think you own microphone, you think it's you, it's not you, it is him. Because God does not follow microphone, he follows a true worshiper. So you go up and down deceiving yourself, thinking it is you. You are not making advancement. That means God should not come because of one lady. Everything. Are you getting me now? Everything about that word changed. It didn't change because of the preacher. It changed because of the lady. Everywhere she comes, she carries the Shekinah of God. And because she didn't have the privilege to preach, so God can decide to use the message and confirm what she is to the audience. Even with that, have been on the altar. Are you getting me now? So God answers her. Even with that being on the altar, then you think it's you. It is not you. It is her. I remember that there was this time I went to Abuja and I spent 21 days to pray. Just separate myself in a room. And one of the days, someone met me. The person was troubling me that, hey, you must follow us to Dunamis Church. Well, I have a meeting like that. Is this the worship and wonders night? I must follow them that night, even though it's that night. I said, I didn't come here to go to anywhere. I just want to stay. I have friends who have churches. I decided to just separate myself. And the person disturbed me to a point, I have no option, so I have to follow the person. Then, after we came to the church. I was sitting down somewhere. Then I now saw angels. The angels of prayer and supplication. And I saw that if those angels were giving space, they would do a lot. So, but they were following
the senior pastor. So I was not thinking how. And as they followed the senior pastor, the section that they were following were not even prayer section. It was on other sections. So I was not thinking, how can we make these agents do what they want to do here? Because they are available. Eh? But they need permission. How can they do what they want to do? Eh? And I'm not the pastor. Are you getting me now? And everybody's viewing from the headquarter. So how can they do? Then, in my thought, I now discovered a way out. The Holy Spirit. Then I now gave the Holy Spirit this a space, sitting down in the middle of people. I was not even in the crowd though. I said, Holy Ghost, let these angels find operation here. Let them find expression here. Let them be loose now. Let prayer break out here. Then I discovered a woman who was closer at my side, at my left hand side. Before you know, just like that, she was doing, she started praying. The whole church rushed to catch her. Another person pick up. The whole place scattered with prayer. Prayer with nobody leading. Then I stand and say, truly the Holy Spirit works if it's permitted and if he finds the right worshiper. That is when I knew the testimony that truly the things, some of the things that happen in churches are not because of the appearance of the man. It can be the appearance of just a lady. I chose that in anywhere I am in service, God will find a man. You don't know what your life can be if you start, if you leave sin. So the Bible says, many are afflicted. That means many suffer of sickness because of sin. When I knew that sin makes a man sick, I now discovered that the medication is righteousness. That means righteousness makes you healthy. Some of you are taking drugs. Some of you are taking a lot of things. You have been praying and praying, Father Lord, my mother, cancer, this and that. Who knows? There's a reason. That why those prayers cannot find effectual power. It's possible there's a sin. That sin is the pipe that sickness flows into your body. Yes. So let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Let my whole days be expressions of your grace. And let my body be expressions of your grace. How will God be sick when he is not a sinner? How will God die? Because the wages of sin is death and God is not a sinner. So how can he die? So when we say God is ageless, he's eternal, he's dieless. It's not just dieless because of dielessness per se. It's because a holy man cannot die. But you want to carry sin and want to live long. So you are meant to live 302 years. But sin makes you live 45 years. You are meant to live for 75 years, but sin makes you live 29. In this kingdom, longevity is attached to righteousness. Many ministries have closed down because of sin. Many businesses are closing because of sin. Many people are making losses in life because of sin. Many people's fire is going down because of sin. Many prophets have gone down because of sin. Many prophets are going down because of sin. Many people, young people who are meant to pray out and become great, they are dying every day because of sin. If you know what is sin, you will not like anything around sin. If it's a lady, no matter how you love her, you discover that you will hate her naturally because of sin. Because you know that her life cannot add value to you. If it's a man, you start hating the guy because you know why? Because you know that the life of that man cannot add value to what? To you. I can't make a friend. I can't keep you as a friend because of sin. You're a waste. Can you keep a time bomb and don't expect it to explode?
He beat me at you. Edomiyajo Toduwe Ojo Ibemiyajo Toduwe Baba Alimiyajo Toduwe.
So you think insulting your father is a good thing, but you don't know that insulting your father is sin. You think joking with your mother's instruction is a good thing, but don't know you are shorting your life. So you grow up and discover that everywhere you speak, nobody hears. And you wonder. Don't know that the record of your rebelliousness is kicking in the spirit. You have built a realm. You tell your child, sit, your child walks out. And you wonder why. Because even you don't have a track record of obedience. Some of the reasons why you should build your life now is so that you can have a track record that the heavens can hear you in the days of your need.
Iacho,
I sang a song this afternoon. Then, let's hear how God will help us. And I want us to close earlier than before today. I sang a song this afternoon. For the first time. And the song I sang from my heart. And the song is simple. I will teach you, then we'll sing it. Then we'll pray.
Omiyawayo efo pa Omiyawayo
let me hear you
efo pa
come let me hear you
Omiyawayo
Omiyawayo
efo pa Omiyawayo
let me hear everybody where you are. Come on.
Efo papa. Omiyawayo.
Then the second version is.
Olaikide Iyawayo.
Olaikide Yawa.
Omiyawa,
sing that song and bow to the God of heaven that your life will live right with you.
Omiyawa,
that everything that you need to do to live sin, you will enter into righteousness with your walk. With your walk in God, you will enter into a new season that no power of hell can stop again. You can decide to naturally live righteous. You can decide that from today, you will not wander again. You will not join the rational system and run everywhere, but you will not find God and purpose. You can decide that this year, you will not be among those that will never accept the words of the Lord, that you will not sit in darkness anymore. You will rise to light. You can decide that from now on, sin will leave your life.
Papa, Omiyawayo. Baba.
They say, are you not that person we know? Forget them. They just want your past. They don't want your today and your future. How to change history is to create history. How to change history is to create history. I don't care about who look down on you. I don't care about who know your past. Show them another dimension of you. I don't care about who discuss your past. Tell them that your future is more better. And this future is the one that you have found with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I know how my life experience changed over time. I'm not like this, so I wasn't like this, so from the beginning, I wasn't like this. Something changed me. It is my decision following the Holy Ghost. I made up my mind that it doesn't matter how my life is. I lift up my hands to heaven and I weep that day and I decided that my life will count and it will count for righteousness. Forget about anybody. You don't pile it up to man. You pile it up to the one that sits on the throne and he can decorate your life. He can bring you from the wilderness like David and crown you, and no man will remove the crown. Men can talk what they want to talk, but when they want to force on you, no man can deny. I tell you, somebody must make a vow that he will not wander up and down again. Too many things know that you will not join the rat race system. You will bow. Some of you need to go for retreat. Before the next Tuesday and Friday service, you are going to God and you are saying, Holy Spirit, I want to know my purpose. I don't want to wander and do many things. David Father told me that every man has a limited time. That nobody has forever time on earth. So, in the remaining days of my life, God, what is my purpose? What am I meant to pursue? What am I meant to gain expertise on? What am I meant to gain mastery on? I don't want to be involved everywhere. Some of you need to go to God and say, God, truly I know my purpose, but the matter is rebellious. I'm so rebellious in everything that comes in respect to your word. Every time I hear your word, I rebel against it. But from today, Lord, change and soften this heart. I want to follow you. I want to serve you. I don't want to rebel again. I want that thing that you do to men that they serve you. I want my life to be part in that kind of thing. I want my life to be a partaker of your grace. Some of you need to say, Father Lord, truly now I discover that sin can cause sickness. Now I discover that sin can cause death. Now I discover that sin can cause poverty. Sin cause stagnation. Sin cause failure. Let me tell you something before we pray and close. Because I want us to close. Hear me? We are mature people here. I'm not sure if you have heard about what they call, there's some certain sickness that some people have that they have to pass through medication to give birth. Part of it, you hear people who talk about maybe they are impotent. They cannot give birth. Two of us. Right? Impotent, right? You have something like low sperm count. Let me explain something that God taught me. That if a man, if you see a generation who is not fruitful in God, it's possible they have a sickness in the spirit called low sperm count. So they have sperm, but it's low. The numbering of sperm that is meant to give birth to a child, is not up to it. Are you getting me now? Then you see people who are impotent, they cannot give birth, right? And they are suffering of an issue in the spirit that helps, they cannot give birth. They are weak, their cells are weak, so they cannot produce. You see ladies who are barren, and a barren lady is a lady who a womb cannot give birth. Two of us. That means the womb is barren, the womb is in prison, the womb is caged, the womb cannot find expression to give birth. So some of us who are here, our destinies are caged because of sin. Can I believe to you? If you go to win soul and talk to five people about God and nobody follow you to church, go back, you are a sinner. Go and check your life. It's possible you have a weakness. No weak man can save a generation. How to make a difference is to be the difference. What makes the man listen to you is not because of what you are saying, it's the spirit that follows what you are saying. Because there's nothing new. What I'm saying is not new to you. But the spirit brings freshness to it.
So how come I win so and people don't give my life to God? Because even you, your life is not given to God. Can darkness bring light? So how to bring light is first of all to be light. That is why the Bible said the love of Christ constrains us. That this, the Father will want love to do, but I can't do it again. You know why? Because of you. Because I don't want to be a channel that will block the move of God. I want to be something that can expressly leave that flow of God. Can I be real to you? We're going to pray last prayer. Say, Father Lord, pay for Papa. It's a vow I vow to God. Eh? And see, decisions I make long ago. I said, Father Lord, pay for Papa. I don't care about what I've done in the past. Forget about past. Don't even explain your past to anybody. Your past is useless if your decision can be now. Are you making a decision before? You are making it now. So now is the best time. So you're going to say, Father Lord, I don't care about anything. Are you getting me now? Eh? See, some of you need to close ears after today. And because somebody will say, you don't hear what we heard about. So you say, that's my past, man. Okay, don't you know what I'm doing now? Now I'm following Christ. Are you getting me now? So let's leave the past and what? And focus on now. Are you getting me now? Eh? Sir? Eh, you're the one who fought in class that day. It doesn't matter. I was a fighter before, but I'm not a fighter now. Because my decisions have made me a righteous man. See, some of you need to stop paying attention to useless things. And Father Lord, I want to cast out devils. I want to heal the sick. I want to be useful in the presence of the Lord. I want to raise the dead. I want to impact my generation. I don't want to be useless. Sir, I want to rise beyond my father and my mother. And how to do it is to follow a for Papa. Some of you have sinned. You know it very well. You don't tithe. Are you getting now? You don't reverence God. It's a sin, don't you know? And you say, Father Lord, I want to be a kingdom financier. So how can I do this? From today, so that I make a covenant with my finance. Some of you are there, you don't reverence God. You don't pay attention to the things of God. And you say, God, Father Lord, tonight I'm paying attention to the things of prayer. Some of you, God has been dealing with the issue of prayer. Prophecies are coming concerning your life. You know your life will be great, but you don't pay attention to your destiny. No, at all. At all. At all. See, there are things you do, you crumble your destiny. So you choose, because there are some things you are not meant to do again. You know why? Even though you don't love your life, please love your generation. That your generation will benefit from your life. Are you getting me now? And I want this lady to benefit from my message. And how to do that is that I live right. Are you getting me now? Yes. I'm not a saint before. Me, David was a drunkard before. So I'm not trying to tell you that I'm somebody who fell from heaven like Jesus. Are you getting me now? It is the show that makes men. I was a club guy before. If you say you don't love me because I'm a pro club, I cannot sit down and listen to my message. Go, don't worry, we're going. It's because you are in my past. You have now entered my future. And people in my past should stay where? In my past. Because my future now is ordered. So some of you go back and go and confront those things that are guilt to you. Say, I accepted. I don't care about what people think. I'm abortion is so what? That is my past. Now, even Rahab has future. And our future says to Joshua and Caleb, now I will save the generation of the Lord. I will not turn them. In the days where the giant are standing, I will stand up and save the generation. You can make a difference. It doesn't matter what you have done before. You can make a difference today. 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 That's the last prayer we are praying today. I say, Father Lord, if you are not a Christian, or if you are not an Igala person, let me explain this to you. In righteousness, in truth, me, I'm coming. That's if you or like it, that's my life is coming. Are you understanding this now? I will sing it, then everybody will sing it, then we'll pray. Are you getting me now? Are you ready? Then we'll close. And
Ola ikide yawayo. Ola ikide yawayo. Ola ikide yawayo. Ola ikide yawayo.
Hey, for Papa. Efo Papa, Omiyawa yo, Omiya. Come everybody, Efo Papa, Efo
Papa.
Come on, come on everywhere you are. Let me hear you.
Omiyawa,
Ola ikide. Yeah. of you need to go back and write that text message and say, I'm sorry, sir. We cannot continue this relationship anymore because sin is found. We cannot eat the fruit of good and evil again like if. I refuse to be like the first Adam. I choose to be the last Adam. Sir, this is the figure. This is it. The numbering is 7, but I gave you 9. It's a lie. I choose to live righteous in any cause. If you know what your destiny will be, you won't live in the realm of lie. Demons perch in lie and weaken the power and the strength of your destiny.